Thank you so much.
All right. Hey, y'all, listen, our time is up. Got to go. Going to be around the Hilltop Nursing Home tomorrow at 9:30. You're welcome to join us. We're going to also be at 1400 College Drive in Pineville, Louisiana, tomorrow at 12 o'clock. All denominations are welcome. All seats are free. Women, come join us. We are women friendly. Yes, we don't put down women. We embrace our women in the things of Jesus Christ. We invite you to come. Amen. If you become a second-class citizen, come over where you'll be a first-class citizen in the things of Jesus Christ. Amen. For we are one in Christ Jesus. Amen. We want to love on our brothers and sisters. I didn't say it didn't change the order. I just said we want to love on our brothers and sisters. You're certainly welcome to come be our guest. Yes, we're not caught up in tradition of men, but we're caught up in the things of Jesus Christ. And we love you. Got to go in Jesus' name. We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you, and since it has, feel free to contact us at P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Get Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT, praising the Lord.
After all,
good morning. God bless you all, my Christian friends. This is the Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church out of Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Pastor Chris Augustine Sr. We are pleased to be a part of this radio ministry. Please join the service already in progress.
Will change. Amen. That when you defile something, you disobey, disregard what he said. There's a lot of people in the church that doesn't pay anything more than what the Word of God said than a man and a woman. Amen. They think that going to church is just enough and that's all that's needed. Amen. We are here to prepare our souls and to congregate together so that we can become stronger to go outside and be a witness to the world. Amen. I wonder just how many church folks, how many is able to go outside and witness? How many have a life pleasant enough to people, for people to even believe you? I think that Reverend Timothy Fleming said, if you was picked up for a Christian, would that be enough evidence to charge you with? Amen. Christianity is not just in the church. And you see this right here? This word will drive you on, bring you.
That's right.
Amen. And if your heart is not right, it'll drive you.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Because you don't want to hear it. It's rebellion is also listed. They were enemies, not friends of the cross. Amen. They opposed every demand of the cross on their life. See, when you're bearing a cross, there are some sacrifices you must make. Amen. There are some things that you will not get for yourself, but you must let somebody else have. You don't hear me? It's not all jolly, happy, and good time all the time when you're bearing your cross. Because you can't please everybody. And if you start trying to please everybody, you're in trouble.
That's right.
That's why Peter comes to the conclusion that we ought to obey God rather than man. Amen. I see man, the Bible say man has a thought of his own. He desired to live his own thoughts, live out his own ways. But the end of his thoughts, the end of his ways is destruction. Amen. It's simply because we don't have enough sense to take care of ourselves. Amen. We might be going down the road all right, but further down the road, there might be some sign that say detour construction ahead. Yeah. Amen. Amen. And we run right off into the hole because we don't know what we're doing and where we're going. God directs our path.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yeah. He's supposed to anyway. I see some signs say God is my co-pilot. You better put him under the pilot seat.
Oh, yes,
amen. Because the way some of y'all drive bad like you drive, I wouldn't ride with you myself. But let God. You must be one of them. They oppose the message of the cross by not lending a listening ear to it. Amen. You see, I am not one to down people that hadn't come into church because they are just the ones that hadn't got on board yet. It's just a favorable thing from God that I was able to get on board. But I'm not going to pour cold water back on those that are not on yet on board, because they have a chance like everybody else. If they would hear the word of God. So a lot of times we be in a church, we hear the noise. Amen. You hear my voice, you hear the noise, but you don't hear the word. Jesus in his teaching say, he that has an ear, let him hear. Hear with your heart. Yes, yes. Amen.
Amen.
Understand with your heart.
Yes,
get God in your heart.
Yes.
Not in your head.
Yes.
Get him in your heart. Too many people got him in the head.
Yes.
Our thoughts goes and comes.
Yes.
But if you get him in your heart,
yes.
That's why Jesus said, love the Lord thy God with all your strength, all your mind, with all your heart. You just get something in your head, you can soon change your mind and get something else on your mind. Amen. But you need to get them in your heart. You can't shake things when it's in your heart. You ask a young girl when she got a boy in her heart, can she shake it, baby? Or a young man that has a young lady in his heart. Amen. You can't shake them, baby. They have many restless nights.
Yeah.
Even the grown-ups that are grown up, they turn to whiskey.
Yes,
amen. Or some other means of substitution. But it's hard to get it out your heart when it's in your heart. Too many of us got God in our heads, not in our hearts.
Yeah.
And when you got God in your head, your mouth will say anything.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Amen. Your tongue is loose, and your tongue is abusive, and your tongue is critical, and it's permissive, and it is pure profane.
Yeah.
When God is just in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Too many of us got them in our heads. And we need him in our heart. Amen. I just don't believe a Christian will just do anything. Amen. It's just some things a Christian won't do. Amen. I mean, you don't have to lock me up behind bars or anything for me not to do it. It's just some things I'm not going to do. And it's not because I'm accountable to you, but because I'm accountable to God. Amen. So the enemies of the cross oppose the message by not lending a hearing ear. For instance, somebody that don't want to hear or don't really intend to tithe, nor listen to anybody that tell me about it, that go through their ear and fall out on the floor. They kick it up under the bed. Amen. But you say something about giving somebody, giving your neighbor something, they don't give somebody something that they like already. Oh, amen, amen. They've done that. But when you have done, broke one commandment, you broke them all. Amen. You broke them all. And that's what we need you to understand, that the message of the cross will help you. Yeah. Amen. Amen. But they oppose the message by not lending a hearing ear. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We can listen and not hear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you hear me?
Yeah.
I said we can listen, but still not hear.
Yeah.
That's a lot of things that my wife tells me, and she's amen it already. And I hear what she says, but I don't be listening at what she says.
Yes.
Amen. So when the thing come up, she said, well, I told you I'm going to be late coming home. We had a workshop or something. I listened, but I didn't hear.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
When you hear with your heart. Now that's why a lot of church folks, why I want to get you across the line of knowing about Jesus and really knowing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
We know about the president.
Yeah.
We know about the government.
Yeah.
But we don't really know him.
Amen.
Personally.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
In order to have a relationship with God, we need to have a personal relationship. Can we get a witness? I mean, we don't need nobody to come in between us and tell us what God says. Amen. When God has a personal relationship with you. But you know what I'm supposed to tell you that? You know what God told me to tell you? Well, if I know him for myself, why he didn't tell me?
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
But maybe you to stand out at a distance and have folks to tell you what God told him to tell you.
Right.
And then they oppose the preaching of the cross with the full force of that common nature.
You have reached my voicemail.
Talk about it with the cross. Whenever you still have a lot of worldliness in you, this gospel bounce off like you have a breast protection or something. Eventually it's going to get through, because it's always going to accomplish its purpose. But there's a opposition for those that are still trying to live in the world and then be part of the church. Jesus said that no man can love two masters.
All right.